I want to give people the real information.
Don wants to give the truth.
Isn't this Fox News? Wait a minute.
Fair and balanced.
Well, this isn't Fox News?
This is a no-spin zone, Don.
No spin.
Buy my tote bag. Buy my tote bag.
So what is it you want to give to the people, Don?
What is this news that you're...
I want to give people the real information. I listened back to this show.
This is all about Benghazi, isn't it?
Mr. Benghazi.
False flag.
Mr. Ben.
It was a false flag operation.
Mr. Benghazi. No,
wow.
None of us. You like that, Mr. What was it? Mr. Bojangles?
Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
That's current.
Is
That's
that
current.
Eddie? Is that Eddie Rabbit? You keep talking about Larry Sheets, which we haven't talked about, but we need to. And I'll talk about Eddie Rabbit. Well, the windshield wipers stepping up the tempo. Come on, it's Eddie Rabbit. No, we don't have the actual information where people can find us. So maybe.
But again, the point is, if you're already listening to this, you knew where to find us.
But maybe if they don't know how to tell friends and family members where to find us.
I found this podcast at random. I just mashed on the keys and I found it.
Well, how do you think people find random podcasts on the iTunes?
I don't know.
I think it is type in something.
Funny
that,
shit.
That comes across.
Yeah, but if you type in funny shit, you're going to see us pop up?
Yeah.
Wow, are you living in a dream world?
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Another episode of Radio for Winners, Father's Day
Addiction.
Addiction.
Father's Day Addiction.
It is a Father's Day Addiction
well,
around
this is going to be a dark episode. Real dark episode.
Are you addicted to Father's Day?
I just keep buying cards and golf clubs and ties and I can't stop.
Another edition of Radio for Winners. It's Jeremy. I cannot speak today. Jeremy, Don, and Tony here. Another episode.
I keep wanting to say that is very professional, but that was from another radio show. But we are not very professional at all.
But so what do you guys have planned for the Father's Day? You guys are both fathers.
Yes.
That's true. That is true. I'm doing nothing. I'm going to be packing because we're moving. We're closing on the house this coming week. So I'm packing a bunch. And my wife used to ask me, like, oh, would you want O's tickets? And I was like, well, yeah, but I don't want to go with my son. He's 1 year old. He's not going to enjoy a game. I'm not going to enjoy the game. And I don't want to go with you. So who am I going to go with?
Wow, I don't want to go with you. Those tickets. Happy Father's Day.
No, I would totally go to the game.
I am happy
with her.
That you said 1 year old. He's 1 year old. Well, that's 1 year. That's multiple years.
1 year old.
He's 1 year old.
I have $1.
Yeah. I am looking forward to an awesome Father's Day weekend. Let me tell you about it. My wife, as you know, is a photographer, and she has been doing a lot of since Maryland passed the law for the gay and lesbian weddings, and she's been doing a lot of stuff with that. And she's actually going to the Pride Festival to work a booth at the Pride Festival on Father's Day. So I get to spend it all by myself with all three of my kids.
See, the first part of that, I was like, that sounds amazing, all by myself. And you're like, oh, with my three kids. And I was like, oh, I have, that is not a good time.
There's two cookouts, so there's no breakfast waiting for me. I have to get up, make everybody breakfast, and there's two cookouts. So I'll be hauling kids all across the great state of Maryland, all by myself. Happy Father's Day to all of you.
Do you think you're going to get a gift?
Okay, so yes, I am, but I
did you buy this gift for yourself?
No. So, because my birthday is the end of May, and
mine is the day after Father's Day.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, so mine is the end of May, and then there's Father's Day. So what my wife decided to do this year, because we just remodeled the living room area, so I want a bigger TV. And she's like, well, we'll just get a bigger TV, and we'll make that your Father's Day and your birthday.
And no one else is allowed to use it, though. If they turn it on, you get to punch them.
Well, no, so I'm like, wow, this is going to be great. So we've already fought 17 times about the size of the TV.
It's going to be a Watchman strapped to the wall. I don't know where you're going to find a Watchman in 2013, but you'll find one.
How much the TV is going to cost? I assure you that I will not get a birthday and or Father's Day present. We will not buy a TV. I will end up with a gift card to like CVS.
A $10 Starbucks gift card.
Hey, look at the Vaseline that I purchased with my $10 gift card to the CVS. Yeah, I guarantee you that I'm not
I'm going to have a good Father's Day one way or another.
I'm not going to get a present. But there's rumors around the house that because Mother's Day falls within the school year, so you know it's always highly celebrated by the teachers, and they all make little gifts. But apparently,
because depending where you live in the state of Maryland, you may not have a father.
Well,
so they don't really do a lot for that.
That is definitely true. But I there's some rumors around the house that there's some gifts that were made at school that I'm going
popsicle sticks and glue coming your way.
Can't wait to see that because it's definitely better than the high def HD TV that I could be hanging directly on my wall in my living room.
So do things change now that it's the end of the year? Summer is starting.
Oh, that's right.
School.
It's the start of the summer.
Hey, what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking the Sam Adams Summer Ale, look what I'm wearing.
You're wearing a Pabst Blue Ribbon t-shirt.
Yeah, that's right. A beer t-shirt and mandals, because that's how I start my summer.
What is a mandal?
Man sandals.
Oh.
That's what I'm wearing. Mandals.
Yes, you are definitely wearing the man sandals.
Oh, yeah.
Is it different? Yes, my wife is currently happy. Everything's fine. Come talk to me on...
Tomorrow.
I'd say Sunday, but she's not going to be here. So
she'll be having a great time.
She'll be all by herself all day long having an awesome time. Come see me on Wednesday. Tell me how miserable my household actually is. It'll be miserable. But this is the first year that we've had. My oldest has actually went through a first full year all day school. So, you know, she was in kindergarten last year. So this will be an interesting summer because she's got a bunch of friends that she'll spend time with and play with and all that type of stuff. So, I was told yesterday that there's a bunch of places that my wife wants to go to this summer. I was like, oh wow, I've always wanted to go to those places. They seem
she's
exciting.
She's like, no, I want to go there.
That's exactly what she said. She said, I hope you don't think that I'm going to be going there with you. I went, I don't understand. I'm going to be going there during the day while you're working. Oh,
all right. What are these places that she wants to go?
Jamaica.
Ireland.
I might go to Siberia.
Yeah, that'll be the greatest Father's Day ever. No, she wants to go like Smith Island. She wants to go to like Point Lookout down St. Mary's County. She wants to do like day trip. So like, I'm into the day trip. I'd, you know, throw everybody in the car and we'll go do a little day trip. But apparently I'm not included in those plans. I'm going to go out and work all summer long so that I can make money and support my family so that they can go on day trips.
You're an American.
Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there.
Yes. Doesn't get any better.
No. Jeremy, you saw a bunch of pictures, I guess, end of school of
Well, that's how I decided this summer starts because school's out. I mean, not college. College's out early, but that doesn't matter because none of us went to college. So when grade school is out, that's the start of the summer because it used to be the best time ever. Like I used to spend all day, every day at the pool, and that was a good time, and summer was amazing, and now summer means nothing. And I get to sit in an office, sadly.
How did you end your school year? Like, do you remember, like, the end of, like, your, I don't know, maybe, like high school, like, the end of the school year? Did you guys, like, do anything, like, weird? Okay.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Mr. Johnson would take us all into the room, and he'd start fondling us, and it was just kind of weird now that I look back on it.
What happened in your childhood that everything revolves around somebody?
That's true. You have a dark, dark life.
Jesus.
Tony does have a very dark life.
I was very sad.
And Mr. Smith took us swimming. They took us swimming. And
all of his neighbors were very, very friendly.
Those were all pleasant memories.
Yeah. I bet. I remember the first time I had sex too.
I can't
with a woman.
I can't recall.
Not a grown man.
I always remember like feeling like the feeling of elation, knowing that school's over and I have the whole summer, but then also feeling very, very sad and having these weird mixed feelings.
See, I was never sad about getting out. I hated school.
I'm going to miss all my friends.
And especially high school. It's not like in high school, like, I'm never going to see my friends because everyone has cars or you know there's a car. You're going
to have
friends.
Did you do the psychology, like, where you had to have the baby?
I didn't have a baby in high school.
Did you have a bag of flour that you had to carry around in, like, psychology class?
I think I had an egg.
An egg?
We did do an egg. But it was only for, like, a week.
Yeah, but we did it, and it always, for some reason, happened, like, towards the end of the school year. And then, like, you know, the last day of the class, maybe it was about a week before school was over.
We just had scrambled eggs.
No,
it was the creepiest
meal
ever.
You all had
ever.
Eggs. We had bags of flour.
So you,
like,
just ate bags of flour?
No, we would throw them in the parking lot of the school. So the whole school was covered in flour from, like, top to bottom.
No, we did not do that.
I can't.
That was also not at the end of the year for us. I don't remember when we did. And we only did it once. It wasn't like a regular occurrence.
Well, no, no, you probably only did it once, but were there other classes that came after you? Nope, I shut the school down.
Yep.
Did you guys ever, did you guys get yearbooks and you had a bunch of people sign your yearbook? Because I always found it nobody signed.
I did.
My yearbook, maybe that's why I was so sad.
Well, except for my math teacher, Mr. Jones.
Freshman year was probably the last time I got a yearbook that I bothered showing anybody. And I wasn't in my junior yearbook at all. Like, I just refused to take the photos because I'm too edgy. And I just didn't get one because I'm an idiot.
I'm missing yearbooks. Like, I have my freshman yearbook and I have my high school, my senior year yearbook, but I don't think I have my sophomore or my junior year.
Yeah, I have a sophomore. I don't have a junior because, again, I wasn't in it, so I didn't bother buying it.
Yeah. Did you do the ring ceremony where you turned the ring for good luck?
I didn't get a high school ring.
No.
Did you go to high school?
My senior year, I was there every day. I slept all day. I worked full time and I got home at 4 a.m. every night. And so then I would go to school and sleep.
Did you work in high school?
Yeah, I did.
I worked from the senior day I turned 16 until
junior
today.
Year I started working.
You worked during school or just for the summer?
Senior year, I worked during school because I had like a class where I got out. Or I had to take it because
I had to get a job. My parents decided I was too big of an asshole.
Where did I go to school that my senior year I was going to school from like 6 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon? That you all like, oh, I had free time like for like 2 hours. And that seems to be how school is nowadays too. They get out at like seniors get out at like 10:30.
No, I didn't get work study release. I mean, I work release. Is that what it was called in high school? Or is that just jail?
That's apparently where I went.
I think it was called work study.
But I didn't have that. I went to school for a full day, but I would start work at 5 p.m. and I would work. I worked at McDonald's because I'm classy, and I would close. So I would be there until we closed at 2, and you have to clean everything up, and I'd go home by 3 or 4, and then I'd get up at 5 a.m. and go to school.
But who are we kidding by saying it's work study? Are you really learning anything at the McDonald's?
Well, I mean, I didn't take work study, but...
You just left. Hey, you know what? I got to skip math today.
I worked at night. I took a regular full schedule of classes.
Okay.
Well, either way, no, you don't learn anything at McDonald's. No. You learn how to steal money.
Did you have work study?
I did. I worked 2 to 10 at Caldor.
Ah, the Caldor.
Where I was a stockroom coordinator. And it was the best times of my year life.
I love titles. I love titles. I was a stockroom coordinator. I coordinated all of the stockroom necessities.
So did you not work in high school?
I worked summers. So.
Well, did you do any after school activities?
Oh, yeah.
I did none. By junior year, I... Just worked.
No, I had a ton of after school activities.
I always wanted to, but I had too much anxiety, so I wouldn't go out for any of the teams.
Oh, no, I didn't say that I was on any sort of a team. I just said that I had a lot of...
He was very clear that you'd not say sports in any way.
I never said that.
There was one summer where I practiced basketball in the backyard because I read like Charles Barkley's like biography about how he was a terrible basketball player. Then he trained one summer and he became this amazing basketball player and joined the high school team. The difference, though, is that he also grew like 8 inches over summer, whereas I was just this fat kid who could not make a shot. And by the end of the training, I still had too much anxiety, and I couldn't join the team.
How depressed of a life has he had that he identified with Charles Barkley's autobiography and said, you know what, if this guy can do it, I can do it,
too. It was motivational. It was motivational. It was a story of a guy who was...
A story of a guy that was 5'4", and then one summer he grew 6'5", and then discovered the game of basketball.
Yeah.
And crushed.
I think I can do that too. Except for I was like 5'8",
and you're still 5'8".
I'm 5'10". So 5'10", 5'10".
You were built a little like.
I did get thinner though playing basketball in the summer. I was down to like 170.
Could we set up a game, play some basketball? Would you be any good?
I would not be good at all.
I think we.
I will keep score.
What
and
we
announce.
Play? We're going to play like a horse?
You can play
whatever
you want.
I'll play some horse. That's, if we're playing horse, I'm all in. We're adults playing horse.
Would it be great if somehow Tony had some sort of skill where he could do the windmill dunk? I learned that back in the eighth grade.
That's ridiculous.
Man. He was good.
I'd play basketball. Who would we play against? We're going to play 3-on-3 with somebody.
I'm not playing basketball. I'll play horse. I'm not playing basketball.
You know where we could go? Oh, any night of the week during the summertime. Right over there by the BWI airport.
No, thank you.
No. Come on, they got lights.
there's people lined up to play.
There are people lined up to play. The lights are also for homicide investigations only.
So back to yearbooks real quick, because I sent you guys an email earlier and no one followed through. No one found an embarrassing yearbook photo.
You sent me an email at noon.
That's right.
I have to work during the day.
Okay, well,
is currently not paying the bills.
Wow, that was weird.
Yeah, it's the headsets are a little bit weird.
They won't hear that.
Yeah, they won't
hear that. No, not at all. The whole show's going to be...
It's better than Tony with
So none of you guys got embarrassing yearbook photos. Did you have really bad yearbook photos?
Not in high school.
Yeah, my high school pictures weren't that bad.
Now listen. I mean,
I have a bad middle school and a bad high school that I happen to bring because they're that good. But I was hoping someone else would help me out with this. Otherwise, I'm just showing off ugly photos.
Well, I have one from third grade where I look like I'm gay and retarded.
God, I gotta be honest with you. Things have
That's
not
just
changed.
A mirror.
Things have not changed.
Like, I really just have this look of like I am gonna grow up and blow so many dudes.
Guess what?
In a fast food bathroom.
When you wish upon a star. Tony has grown up to live his dream.
But Jeremy brought his yearbook.
I did not the yearbook. I just brought the photos because the yearbook photos are too small. So right. I found full copies. Now these are
Wait
both.
A minute, didn't you just say 5 minutes ago that you weren't in any of the yearbooks?
No, I said I skipped my junior year. I was in the other ones. I didn't get a junior year yearbook.
Okay.
You know what? Stop the show. Rewind the tape. We're gonna check it. This is very important.
We'll play it back when it posts.
So I have two incredible yearbook photos. First off, have you guys? I know Tony has. Have you ever seen me with hair?
I mean, I've known you for a long time at this point.
I think I've shaved my head for the last 15 years in my mind. But
no.
I'm sure there was a short period of time when I did grow it out again. But
I think I was meeting you when you were towards the end of having hair.
Yeah, well, I thought I had to go get a serious job again. So I was going to grow my hair out. Because at that time, I could grow hair. Now I can't. Now I just got to shave it. That's it.
Because employers are looking for people with hair.
It was better than just shaving your head down to the skin and looking like a skinhead. Now I don't have a choice. Now I just look like a bald guy because my hair is gray. What does grow? So I have two photos. First off, this one's best only because the background is amazing.
Is it
and
one
we'll
of those?
Describe these.
First picture, and let's see.
So let me see. I can describe it.
The first picture is from middle school.
Approximately at what age?
I was probably in eighth grade in this photo.
Are you sure this kid's not Hispanic?
This kid is not Hispanic. I was very tan.
What's up with the laser?
And
blue,
I used to collect
the blue. The blue lasers.
That's what I'm talking about.
The background is very 80s, very like neon.
It's,
like,
it is neon and blue. I remember that was the newest thing, and I thought at the time it was awesome. Oh, and it was like even a year later, you're like, I don't believe we paid paid extra for the neon blue background.
I gotta say, this does not look like you at all.
No, I was thin. I used to be super thin until I was 16, and then I got super fat.
I keep wanting to look at that guy and go, hello. My name.
How does that look Hispanic to you?
He just looks.
I think I had that same shirt, though.
Other than that, my hair is all wet.
Can I be honest with you? I think I've seen you wear that shirt recently.
I have dressed the same since I was four, but not the exact same shirt. They obviously wouldn't fit, but I have very similar shirts.
Good news. Apparently, you didn't own an iron then and don't own an iron
now.
Oh,
wow. That hurts my feelings, Don.
No, it doesn't. You don't
own an iron. I don't own an iron.
Here's
the other one. This one's the best because for a while, I let my hair grow out.
That was grown
out.
And this is...
Can we tweet these out?
I mean, we're going to tweet them out on... What's our Twitter account?
I have no idea. I just
it is at Radio for Winners.
Yes.
At Radio for Winners.
I got it.
Describe this baby.
Hey, what's up?
That one looks Hispanic.
You look like you should be hanging out of a Circle K.
Look at this bad boy.
Wow.
I have long hair.
FBI
and curly
agent.
In the back, which is just, I didn't curl it. That's what it does if my hair grows out, which is, you know, it's never going to happen again. I have a good amount of zits, but check out that shirt.
I have a
good check out that
amazing.
Shirt. That is nice, huh?
Good amount of zits.
That shirt is light purple and black with little chalk signals, and I believe it's a Gutcha shirt.
I was going to say Quicksilver.
Same deal. Same time frame. That is a very bad photo. Both of those will be posted on at Radio for Winners. I'm very sad no one else followed through with this.
It doesn't look anything like it. Well, I mean, I can send some. I can get some out.
We're all going to just make up fake photos.
I went through a bad phase from a dental standpoint as a kid. Did you ever go through that?
No, my teeth have always been wonderful. No, I'm not joking. I've never had.
Did you ever have braces or anything?
No.
All right, so I had a, I guess it was a an underbite of some sort or an overbite. I don't know what it was. But essentially, my teeth were too crowded up top. So what they had to do, they put something called a bridge in.
Mm-hmm.
So at night, the most awkward thing would happen. My mom would have to stick this little tiny paperclip thing into like my mouth and like push it to the back of my mouth to crank this thing slowly out. And what it did, I know it's absolutely disgusting, right?
Did it hurt?
Oh, yes.
My wife had one of those until literally about 8 years ago.
Oh, my God.
She still had a bridge in her.
So slowly what it did is it expanded your upper palate, and so you had gaps in between your teeth. I'm not kidding you. I had a Dave Letterman gap in between every tooth on the top of my mouth.
I want to see pictures.
Oh, I've got them. But the thing is that there was a gap It connected to two teeth on either side, and there was a gap between the roof of your mouth and this metal plate that stretched across, right? Are you familiar with what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're... Yeah.
So there was this one night, when I was a kid, I used to take the cheese off of my pizza first and eat it, and then just... It was weird, right?
Now my kid does that now, okay. But he's 1 and a half.
Well, I was probably 12. I don't know.
I was 24.
So I put
I had a whole Lido's pizza, all the cheese in my mouth. The rest was just on the
table. My grandparents took my sister and I out. I took the cheese, I put it in my mouth, I chewed it up and ate it. And the problem was is that both ends, one went on over the top of the bridge, the other one went on the bottom of the bridge. So I'm swallowing it. And now basically what it's doing is it's caught on the bridge. So I'm swallowing the cheese and all it's doing
it's just
is
stretching and getting worse.
And getting thicker and thicker and thicker in my throat to the point where I can't breathe. So here's my like 60, 70-year-old grandfather looking at me like, you all right? You don't look so good. I'm like, So like a magician pulling scarves out of my throat. I just like, here comes like 8 feet of cheese just out of my mouth. Yeah, I thought my grandfather was going to vomit everywhere. And that's my yearbook story.
Wow. Very loosely tied to yearbooks, but I do like it.
I'm telling you, I'll get you those pictures. We'll put them up.
Oh, man.
They're pretty fascinating. Did you have any embarrassing pictures?
Not really.
Well,
no,
there was that one time with
Mr.
Oh,
my
Slam.
Wedding photos.
Speaking of that, I was actually I was like 40 pounds heavier.
My wedding photos? Pictures. I mean, I'm not much heavier now, but I didn't realize how bad I looked in my
your
own
wife,
wedding photos.
Yeah, your wife just posted some extra. No.
Don's wife posted some of my wedding photos.
Your wedding, and I look, oh man, I'm big.
The ones of you and me singing, you look massive. I look exactly the same because I look massive, but you look way bigger.
Well, I think I'm headed back that direction because I have decided to quit Run Club.
Wait a minute.
You're quitting walking around the mall with old people. Man, this is going to be a huge impact in your workout plan.
No, I realize I don't really like working out with other people.
He's still got the pug up.
He's got the pug beat up still.
That's done too. I can't do that anymore.
Nothing says having fun like running with a puck.
But yeah, I'm just like, I didn't really get anything out of it. I don't like talking to people when I work out. So I was kind of.
I did get discounted coffee.
I'm not very sociable. So like, why am I doing this run thing if I'm not even like talking?
You're an amazing person, by the way, because if people know you outside of listening to this show, which I guess they have to know you because they're the only people that listen to this show, but you don't talk to anybody outside of the show.
Nope.
You barely talk to people on this show.
Here he's a little bit of a chatty Cathy.
So I've
before the show, he's like, hey,
sup. Here's the topics.
I'll go set up the microphones.
Guys, can you stand outside the garage while I email you the topics for the show? Not really feeling talking to you right now. I appreciate it.
So I've quit Run Club. I've decided to do my own training on my own. I've started a marathon running plan.
Oh, whoa. Are you doing a marathon?
No. I'm training for this Spartan race called The Beast in November, and it's like 15 miles.
That's not the one that we signed up for.
I was really concerned that this week we wouldn't talk about our sport racing, but thankfully we pulled it right back
we
in.
We need a bell. We need a bell.
Every time Tony wanders into obstacle racing, we ring a bell and go into something else.
What is it, 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon? How do we go from yearbook photos to...
Look, all I care about in life is obstacles.
Hey, everybody. Obstacle racing. Woo!
Obstacle racing and buffalo.
And cornflakes.
And that's all I talk about is two wings and I'm racing.
Some of our best episodes.
So I'm quitting Run Club. So I might quit my gym too.
Wow. You're not... I'm going to quit
running.
No.
You can't quit the gym. They've got such great services there, like haircuts.
They have the haircuts.
True.
Massages.
Massages.
They have the steam room. I'm not sure you've actually worked out at this gym.
I really don't work out that much. It's mainly just the hot tub and the pool.
The hot tub.
And I have the pool now open where I live, so I can do that. But I'm all about this new training thing called Tabata.
Oh, no.
High intensity.
You sure you don't mean Lumbata?
Ciabatta. I do Ciabatta.
What I do is I find the closest Latin.
Yes.
And I just dance real closely to him. And boy, I'm telling you, the sweat just pours off of him.
Come on, shake your bobby, baby. Do that gonga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
It's basically where you train like real, really hard for 20 seconds, and then you rest for 10, and then you train
I'm
again.
Doing that now.
Yeah. So that's the plan, and I'm gonna lose 40 pounds that way.
Isn't that the same theory behind the P90 and any of those workout things?
Pretty much.
You do burst workouts, and then you rest for a minute.
Yes.
I prefer the P89.
But I like to use words that a lot of people don't hear a lot, like Tabata.
Like Tabata.
Yep.
Wow.
I got to get in shape. A lot of weddings this summer. So
how many weddings you got?
In shape.
I've only got one, and it's next week.
I have three. So next weekend, what is, I guess I'm not sure we want to talk about who's getting married. But
Well, no, it's a family member. It's a family wedding. I mean, not a family member marrying a family member. That's an awkward wedding. But this is a family member getting married to someone who's not currently a family
member.
Those are fun weddings. And it's in North Carolina / Southern Virginia. It's right on the line.
Oh, wow.
So it's all weekend. So after we close on this house, I get to drive down the next day, and we're going to stay there from Friday to Sunday. It's going to be very exciting.
What time are you going to leave on Sunday?
As early as possible. I want to get, because I get up at 5 or 6, because that's when Elliot wakes up. So I'll be up, and we're going to leave. My plan is to be here for Tony's wonderful secret birthday celebration. Mm-hmm. Tony, put your headphones off. Take your headphones off. We're doing a surprise birthday party for Tony. It's going
to
be really good.
Do you mean the party that he throws himself every year at my house?
That's true. But he likes us to pretend it's a surprise.
The one that his wife couldn't even show up to last year.
That's where I walk in. I'm like, oh, everybody's here.
Oh,
everybody.
This is crazy. I was just coming to work on my car. I was going to come play with the microphones for an hour.
Are you in the wedding, or are you just...
None of us. My wife and I are not in the wedding. We're just guests of the wedding.
Thankfully. I find that if I've been in a streak where I'm in the wedding, I find that just attending it is not as good.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I need to feel like I'm special.
You like weddings, so you like to be in them.
I don't really like the wedding. I just feel like when I'm in the wedding party, you're kind of like the VIP.
See, I think it depends, though. It's like I liked being in your wedding because I like you. And most people in your wedding, actually everyone in your wedding, I liked. So it wasn't like it was really awkward. I've been in other weddings where I've been in the wedding and I'm the only person I know. Like me and the groom.
I know
the groom, but I don't know his other friends because they're like college friends or whatever. So then it's just like, or they're brothers. And it's brothers that I've never met because they're like way older or way younger. So I'm like, oh.
Now, I don't necessarily like being in weddings because I feel like everybody's bossy.
Well, it's their wedding.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
I thought Tony's wedding was very nice.
Yeah, but there was some bossiness going on.
I ignored it.
Yeah, there was this.
Wait, that was my wife.
Do you remember the memorandum that was sent out about the color of the khaki pants that had to be worn?
Oh, we had to make sure we wore specific colored pants and shirts, but we didn't have to get. But I think that's much better than having to rent a tuxedo at our own expense.
It was, but I believe that there was a SKU actually given.
They did
in
give
the
us
email.
Out a number, an item number at one certain place.
You are only allowed to wear khaki color number 42.
But that you know, that's fair, though, because it's not, you know, that John would have shown up in, like, a plaid suit.
There's no doubt.
And a Superman cape.
And I'm going to a wedding where I'm in, and I got basically the same stuff sent to me. I got the a website for where I got to buy a certain tie. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's fairly normal. In fact, I actually like that because then I don't screw up. I don't want to be the guy.
Well, yeah, I didn't
up,
have a problem with that at all.
Look, I'm just
that
complaining
fine.
To complain. It was a very fun time.
It was a nice wedding. It was a good wedding.
I had a great time.
I like that I had no groomsmen and no bridesmaids. My wedding is even less pressure. It was just like, show up, there will be alcohol.
I had fun at your wedding.
It was great.
I didn't actually, I don't think weddings. I was there. We didn't.
No one was there for the actual wedding, but direct family, because it was hot anyway. It was like 95 degrees in the middle of the day.
But it was beautiful outside.
It was, in the evening it was wonderful, but in the daytime it was way too hot. And
were you at my wedding?
Yeah.
I was not.
You were not, no.
I don't really remember your wedding, though. It was like, how long ago was
that?
When did you get married?
It was open bar. It was open bar before the
It was open bar in your dark period, so you don't remember any of it.
That's probably what it was, I'm pretty sure.
We're going streaking! Tony,
before,
I'm...
Before, during the wedding,
I'm trying
just
to get
stands up.
Trying to get married here. What? You're naked.
Did you have sung at your wedding?
No.
Sung Cho?
No. No.
Wow, that's a good reference for people that aren't sitting at this table.
Yeah, I got I just realized you guys don't know Sung Cho.
9 years.
I know who Sung Cho is only because
I
know
you.
I
feel like there was a lot of like extra of like former like
there
coworkers
was. It was.
At that wedding.
It was 9 years.
But that's how year. You, I mean, that's honestly, we're adults. That's how you know
like,
people.
I also feel like 9 years ago wasn't that long ago, but it feels like
it was. No, it was a long time ago. 9 years is a long time ago.
9 years and three kids later, it was a pretty goddamn long time ago. now I'm celebrating Father's Day all with my kids while my wife is attending a function.
A pride function.
Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there.
Is this music means close to the end of the show?
We are just about done.
I thought you guys want to talk about E3. That was this week. It was the big E3 Electronics Expo. Let's talk about it. So Xbox One is coming out soon, and it's November. It's going to be $500. You cannot play used games on it because you have to register them or something, and you always have to be online. And the PS4 is only $400, and not one person is paying attention. Everyone's taking their headphones off.
If you want to reach Radio for Winners, email us at rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Radio 4 Winners. Search for us on Facebook at Radio 4 Winners. And you can download us at Radio 4 Winners at Podbean. I'm sorry, radio4winners.podbean.com. And or search for us, like us, and leave us some comments on the iTunes store.
Dark Souls 2 comes out next year.
See you next week.
Well, I'm paying, you know, clap your hands. I'm paying, you know, clap your hands. I'm paying, you know, clap your hands. I'm paying, you know, clap your hands.
It's going to be probably one of the best shows we've ever done. And honestly, it's because of you two. It really is. What have you guys been up to? Anything crazy that's happened this week?
Birthdays.
All right, this is it's got off to an amazing start.
Amazing start.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.